Hey everyone,
and welcome back to
BSG
Brawl Stars Guides. I'm Sharpshooter 354,
and I'm Julie Assassin. Today we will be doing something that doesn't belong in a side series.
For the 9th episode of BSG, we will be telling you our opinion on which star power is better for each brawler.
Yes, starting with Shelly.
And so with Shelly, as you may have heard from our Shelly guide, Shell Shock is better for every single mode except for Solo Showdown, because Band-Aid is really helpful in Solo Showdown.
Yes.
And okay. Shell Shock just gets a lot of value in the team modes.
Yes, and so next up is Nita. So Hyper Bear is better if you have Nita's gadget. But Bear with Me is better if you don't have gadget.
Yes, even though Nita's gadget got a nerf and you're only allowed to use it twice per match now, Hyper Bear is still so good when paired with Nita's gadget. And Bear with Me is a lot better if you don't have Nita's gadget.
Yes.
And so for Colt, Slick Boots is mostly better, but Magnum Special is usually better on open mats because of the increased range and bullet speed, which helps you hit more long-range shots.
Yes. So now we're going on to Bull. So it depends on your goal. If you want to deal more damage, then Berserker is better. But Tough Guy is better if you want to focus on staying alive.
And I personally prefer Tough Guy because I really like being able to stay alive for longer. But I occasionally go with Berserker if I'm trying to do a bunch of damage. And so these next two are a pretty one-sided affair. For Jesse, Energize is definitely better.
Yes.
But unless you are, like, really low trophies, and, like, not where if your opponents are all clumping up a lot, then Shocky's better, but Energize is definitely better. And then for Brock, Incendiary is better?
Yes. So then next up is Dynamike. So Dyna Jump is better on maps that have more walls, because obviously he can jump over the walls, but Demolition is better on maps that have less walls. And then on Bow, Circling Eagle is better on maps that have a lot of bushes. Snare a Bear is better on maps that don't have a lot of bushes.
And yes, I was going to say something about Dynamike's star powers, but Julie Assassin accidentally moved on to Bow before I could say it. And so I was going to say that Dynamike's gadget also depends on your skill cap a little bit, because if you're a little more skilled with Dyna Jump, then it's better. But if you're less skilled with Dyna Jump, then that also makes Demolition a little better. And so, Jewel Assassin, do you want to go on to Ticks? This is one of the more controversial ones that we had to think about a little longer.
Yes. So, for Tick, Well-Oiled is better on maps where Tick is common and better in general, but it all comes down to preference.
And so, yes, it's really based off of preference, but Well-Oiled is good against other Ticks. And then for 8-Bit, it's pretty easy. Extra Life is, you should only use Extra Life in Solo Showdown and nothing else, because Boosted Booster is definitely a lot better in any mode except for Solo Showdown.
Yes, so now we're gonna go on to Ems, the last brawler in the
Trophy Road.
Yes. So, Extra Toxic is better because Hype just got nerfed.
Yes, and Hype used to heal 400 damage per enemy in your super, but since it got nerfed, I think that Extra Toxic is better. And so for El Primo, El Fuego is really just a lot better in every single mode except for Brawl Ball, because you don't really need that extra speed in any mode except for Brawl Ball.
Yeah.
And the extra damage is just really useful on El Fuego.
Yes. Now on to Barley. So, Barley's star powers are very dependent on preference, but medical use is slightly better.
And so then with Poco, it's really comp dependent and map dependent. If you're running a more tanky comp, like with Poco Rosa on Canal Grande, and the map doesn't have that many walls, then definitely go with Capo. But if you're running a little less tanky of a comp and it has more walls, or if you're in solo showdown, then Screeching Solo is the way to go.
Yes, and Rosa's is very easy. It's just Plant Life.
Because Plant Life is just a lot better, but some people prefer Thorny Gloves, but we think that Plant Life is definitely better. Right, Julie Assassin?
Yes.
And so for Daryl, Rolling Reload is better, in our opinion, because Steel Hoops, like a few months ago, was actually really good, except it just got a big nerf recently. Not super recently, but recently. And so, yeah.
Yes. So on to Daryl. So
Daryl.
I thought you were. I was confused. I'm so sorry. Okay. So on to Penny.
Rico, actually.
Yeah. Yes.
So Super Bouncy is better if you're skilled with Rico and know how to bounce your shots. But on modes where it's good to have speed, like Brawl Ball, and you're not very good at bouncing your shots and hitting bounce shots, then Robo Retreat is better.
Yes. So next up is Penny, and so Balls of Fire, you should do that. That one's better unless you have Penny's gadget.
And it also comes down to personal preference, because Last Blast, some people like Balls of Fire better unless you have control, because they really like having control. But really, some people like me, I personally, because I have Penny's gadget and know how to use gadget paired with Last Blast, personally prefer Last Blast, but I haven't tried Balls of Fire that much, so Balls of Fire gets more control, but really, I think that's better unless you have gadget, and it's really, really dependent on personal preference.
Yes, and so next up is Carl, Sharpshooter 354. You can do this one.
So Protective Pirouette got a nerf. It was better than Power Throw, but because it was a nerf, you most of the time should do Power Throw unless you're trying to do a map. Unless you're on a map that has a lot of walls and you're trying to counter tanks, then you could occasionally do Protective Pirouette.
Yes. So next up is Jackie, which is really simple, like Rosa. It's just Hard Hat. Hard Hat's just
Hard
much
Hat is a lot better than Counter Crush. That health is so much better than Counter Crush. And Counter Crush is basically useless against long-range brawlers that are hitting you from a range.
Yes.
So, yes. And then with Piper, we're saying Ambush. And Snappy Sniping used to be good, but it's not very good anymore. And yes. Ambush is just a lot better.
Yes. So next is Piper Pam. I don't know why I said that. Okay. So for Pam, most of the time is Mama's Hug. But if Mama's Squeeze goes with your comp and the map, then use Mama's Squeeze.
Yes. Like if you have a comp that goes well with Mama Squeeze and there are a lot of walls on the map that you're playing on, then Mama Squeeze can be better. And so for Frank, most of the time you should go with Power Grab, because it just really helps Frank out, because he's already the tankiest brawler in the game. But a lot of it comes down to personal preference, and really, if you want more health, then Sponge is a good option. And if you Because it also can go well in Brawl Ball with his gadget, but most of the time, Power Grab.
Yes. So next is BB. So for BB, it depends on the mode and the comp you're using.
So, yes. With BB's speed buff, her star powers have really gotten better, because with home runs, she can become really, really fast with her because of her speed buff. But she can also become really, really good with the shielding star power because she's already very fast. So it really depends on the mode. And like if it's like Brawl Ball, then you probably want to use home run.
Yes.
And your comp, if you have a comp that works better with home run, then use home run. Or if you have a comp that's better with I'm blanking on the name, batting stance, then go with batting stance.
Yes. So next up is B. I don't know why I keep bringing this up, but it went like Piper Pam and then BBB. Okay, sorry. So B, Insta B load is better in most modes, but Honeycoat is better in Solo Showdown.
Yes. And then with Mortis, Coiled Snake is better overall, unless you are a not very skilled Mortis and you have trouble staying alive, then you can use, I'm sorry, I'm blanking on the name again.
Yeah.
Creepy Harvest and Coiled Snake. So Coiled Snake is better overall, but it really depends on your skill level.
Yes, so next up is Tara, and so it's just Healing Shade.
And so with Jean for Magic Puffs, is better, but Spirit Slap is better than Solo Showdown, because Magic Puffs is really good if you and your team are staying close together, and it's a team mode. And then, so Spirit Slap is better in Solo Showdown.
Yes. So next up is Max. So most of the time, Run and Gun is better for Max,
because it just really helps her with ammo. But if you are really feeling like you want to go with her other star power and get more supers, then that is also good too. And then with Mr. P, Handle with Care is really just the better option, because Tin Can isn't really that good.
Yes, and then with Sprout, it's just Photosynthesis.
Because Photosynthesis is just really good right now.
Yes.
And then, so for Spike, it depends on the player's skill level. If you're not as skilled with Spike and you can't really hit your spikes that well without Curveball, then Curveball is the better option.
Yeah.
But if you can hit your shots really well with Spike, then Fertilizer is definitely the way to go.
Yes, and then Crow is just extra toxic.
Yes, a lot of people really like to use Karen Crow because it's so much more flashy, and a lot of people like the damage. But Carrion Crow is not as good as Extra Toxic, because that damage reduction is so good and with Crow, because Crow has low health.
Yeah.
And so with Leon, use Invis-Heal. It's just so much better. Again, lots of people like Smoke Trails because it's more flashy, but Invis-Heal is definitely better, unless you're in Brawl Ball, because that speed boost in Brawl Ball may be really helpful.
Yes, and then with Sandy, Healing Winds is better most of the time.
Yes, and if you're trying to get control really well, occasionally you can do Rude Sands, but Healing Sands is definitely better most of the time.
Yes.
And then lastly, we have Gale, who only has one star power.
Yes, so that one was easy, because we have to go with his one star power. And of course, we don't have the new brawler who's coming out in June, because he's not out yet and we don't know his star powers.
And so, yes. So now on to, that will be all for this episode. And so we just have a few things to go over when we're doing that. So we're going to go over our player IDs again.
Yeah.
And have an announcement about my account in Brawl Stars. So, my player ID for Sharpshooter 354 is PLQVGJ9Q. And the player ID for Julie Assassin is
PVCLJ2GOG.
And yes. And also, we'd like to announce that I have actually changed my profile name from Sharpshooter 354 to Brawl Boys YTD, but don't, because that is actually to advertise my new YouTube channel that I have created. And but in this podcast, I will always be known as Sharpshooter354, and only in Brawl Stars will I be known as that.
Yes, and also I am coming out with a YouTube channel too, so make sure to check that out. I'll tell you what it's called when it comes out.
And so, yes, and so that is all for this, except yes. If you want to check out the Brawl Boys YouTube channel, it is called Brawl Boys. So far, it has one video, and it is called 1000 IQ Trick Shot Brawl Stars Funny Moments Plays Fails and Glitches Number 1. And so, yes. So just don't get it mixed up with a different Brawl Boys, because it only has one video and it's called that.
Yes, and thank you so much for watching. Please tell friends and family about BSG, and we're sorry that we're just a few minutes late.
Yes. And so this is Sharpshooter 354
and Julie Assassin
signing off.